Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm speaking with Barbara Bratova, who is head of the Secretariat for the International House of Art for Children in Bratislava. So Barbara, I wanted to first talk with you about BIB, which is the Biennial Exhibition of Illustration. When does that happen during the year, and how many illustrators exhibit there?
So the last year, or the previous year in 2009, we exhibited 384 illustrators from 37 countries, about over 2,000 illustrations, and I think over 400 books. I'm not sure if I'm exactly with these numbers, but approximately like that. BIB started in 1967, so we have a 22nd time for the 2009, and you can of course see how the illustrations grows, how they change in the international area, in different countries and in different cultures, of course. That's very important. In BIB, from the last year, I think it was before we can maybe name BIB about cats, BIB about flying, so BIB about witches or something like that. But the last year was very different, and I recognized really a labyrinth, really chaos of themes and differences in illustrations. And maybe it's an overlook, and maybe it's a mirror of our lives, very, very fast lives, very chaotic nowadays. So that was really maybe strange for me. But anyway, the high quality of the illustration was very good. So that was, of course, important for BIB and for the illustrators.
What kinds of trends do you see, or what are new things that you've seen in illustration?
It's really true, because before we had maybe 3 or 10 illustrators with digital. Sorry, digital illustration. But the 2009, it was over 60 illustrators with digital illustration. And it's very different, because part is that you make the illustration, the whole illustration, in the computer. Another one, you can make the classical illustration and color it in computer, or make the graphic in computer or animation or something like that. So it's a mixture of of classical illustration and digital. And finally, you can the whole illustrations make in a computer. And personally, really, I don't like this, because I like when the illustration really smells. You can touch it, and it's more natural, of course. But anyway, we have to accept the digital. We have to judge the quality, and I think that's the way to judge in right way the quality of digital, because it's really very different, and many of them are very commercial and unfortunately not good.
And what about other interesting media that you see for art being used? I mean, collage or paper cutting, different things. Fabric, I know some places do. What are some of the ones that you've seen that you think recently are very interesting?
Nowadays is really a mixture, because you can compare the classical illustrations, aquarelli, watercolor, ink, these really classical techniques. But now you can call illustration also objects, wooden object, or maybe cut it paper, textile, I mentioned patchwork before. So we have many different things, of course, but most of all, I think, is the paintings and watercolors and acrylic and computer is more used than the others, of course. But I think when you have illustration like object, it's very interesting.
So are objects then used in a way like animation to take an object and move it and photograph it?
Sometimes, yes, of course, in combination of moving and collage and photographs. But I mean object like sculpture, really sculpture, and from the sculptures, photographs or puppets. This is very usual nowadays, the puppets and combined with photographs.
What about when you, what is patchwork? What would that be like?
I can't describe it in English. It's very difficult for me. It's, of course, textile, combined textile, and when you kneel something, so the textile, and make the pictures, animals, flowers, and clouds in this textile, so that's patchwork, something like that.
Now, tell me, for illustrators who might be interested in coming to the Biennale, is it something that you would do once you've published a book, or anybody comes?
Unfortunately, not anybody really. We need one of the criteria is to have published book, and we can present the illustrations from published book from the two last years, and when somebody never attended BIB, these illustrators can apply with the books from 5 years old. So the book is very necessary. It's a criterion. It should be, and we can present one or two books, not more, with 10. Illustrations from each.
So the illustrator can propose themselves. They don't need the publisher to propose?
We have IBBY sections. It's International Board on Books for Young People, almost in each country. So they have to apply through these IBBY sections, and they make commission or session and will choose the illustrations for BIB. But anyway, it's really a big problem that in some countries these IBBY sections doesn't work anymore. So in these cases, the illustrators can ask her publisher or any organization which will or could be responsible for sending the pictures, or can the illustrators apply also individually.
Do many of the illustrators come as well? Or do they just send their material?
Yes, of course, but it's different from which countries. We have many illustrators maybe from here, from Italy, that they couldn't come through the organization, and they are really many. Really many, but we can not make the selection in Bratislava, and we can also present just 15 illustrators from each country, so it's limited.
Then do you try to have people that have never been there before each time? So not someone who's already exhibited?
For me personally, as curator, it would be nice when I will find new people, because, of course, we have abroad are many illustrators that are very good, and they presented their work repeatedly at the BIB. But anyway, I think it's very important to have new people, young people, and that's a bit problem also in these IBBY sections, that they prefer always the same names. Mm-hmm. So then I know these people many years ago. I know them. They are very good illustrators. Some of them yes, some of them not. But I think it would be good also in these IBY sections when will be new people, maybe younger, they will choose the young illustrators because, you know, modern style, something new in this wave of illustration.
So newer illustrators may want to check at their country for the local chapters of IBBY to see if they can get, they're interested in getting involved. Where would, if people want to learn more about the Bratislava Biennial, where would they look on the web? Is there a website that they could go to?
Yes, it's a website bibiana.sq. So they can find the information there. Also, we send through these IBY sections or through our emails the information directly to the illustrators and to organizations and publishing houses. And they can find us at Bologna Book Fair at our stand and ask the same questions as in IBBY stand.
Okay, so people should go to www.bibiana.sk to find out more information. And one last question, when is the exhibition?
The exhibition is every 2 years. It's biennial, of course, so always in September and October, and the next one is on the... I think 2nd September, yeah, I think so, in 2011.
So you just had one, so now it's 2011 is next year. Okay, so people can spend time learning about that and look to that. Well, Barbara, thank you very much for talking with me, and I hope there's a lot of response from people who hear it to look for the exhibition and see about being part of it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.